listener production.
Good afternoon, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. Emergency teams have been sent to Acacia Prison to deal with a disturbance. The Justice Department says some prisoners have damaged a block at the facility after refusing to comply with the instructions of staff. It's been a busy day in state politics with a few leadership roles changing hands. Shane Love has been confirmed as the new state opposition leader, taking over control of the WA Nationals following last week's exit of Mia Davies, while Libby Metem is now leading the Liberals after David Honey pulled out of this morning's party room ballot. Mr. Love says at this stage the Nationals lead the opposition.
I'll be seeking to meet with the leader of the Liberal Party in the near future and we'll discuss how we go forward as an effective opposition.
While Libby Metem is keen to start her new role by stripping party power broker Nick Goyran of his shadow portfolios, she says it's a reset for the Liberals.
I would not be putting my hand up for this job if I was not prepared to make tough decisions.
The Prime Minister is urging the arts and culture community to support the upcoming referendum on the Voice to Parliament. It's expected to be held later this year, while some Indigenous leaders, along with former Deputy PM John Anderson, have today launched a no campaign. Anthony Albanese says the Voice is about two key issues.
Recognition and consultation. Nothing more, but absolutely nothing less than showing respect for the fact that we share this continent with the oldest continuous culture on earth.
To sport, Novak Djokovic has celebrated his 10th Australian Open title after claiming the men's final last night. He's shown off his new trophy while admitting he had to get past a few hurdles to be at the tournament.
I've been through some things that maybe I haven't been through at all ever in my career in terms of the kind of an injury, severe injury that I had that I thought that I'm not going to be able to play the tournament.
And tickets for the Big Bash Grand Final have been selling fast. The opponent for the Perth Scorchers will be determined later this week.